Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, it's hard to miss the events of last Saturday where the royals got married. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Meghan and Harry, happily married at Windsor Castle. So I thought I'd throw some music related to the wedding in various ways, but we start off with the most famous wedding march of all time, written by Mendelssohn, played by Frederick Baco at the Holy Trinity Church in Paddington, with its free manual Hill, Norman and Beard 33 speaking stop organ. The Wedding March. Frederick Baco there with Mendelssohn's Wedding March at Holy Trinity Church in Paddington, the very fine and fiery Hill, Norman and Beard concert organ. Frederick Baco, of course, was a cinema organist, and that's how I came across this wedding, which is appropriately entitled Music for Weddings. Well, the wedding was indeed a royal event, and luckily Russ Conway fought several years ago to write a piece of the same name. So here then is Nigel Ogden at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool from a CD which he's called Through the Decades with the Mighty Wurlitzer, and we're dipping in now to the 1960s. So here's Nigel Ogden with Russ Conway's Royal Event. Thank you. The toe-tapping sounds there of the tower-boring Blackpool Wurlitzer in the hands of Nigel Ogden with Russ Conway's Royal Event. Now, when I was doing research for this show, I was pleasantly discovered to find that a lot of the music that was played during the ceremony was stuff that had been recorded on the theatre organ at some point. So I'd like to play the three songs that I've chosen from the ceremony all in one long go. The first two are written by Elgar. Salut d'Amour, which is being played by Robert Wolfe at the Firsford Wurlitzer, and then Chanson de Matin, played by Simon Gledhill at the San Filippo's Music Salon in Barrington Hills, Illinois. And to end the trio is Jelani Eddington, with Greensleeves at the Saunders Residence in Ohio. Two by Algar, Salut d'Amour with Robert Wolf, and Chanson de Matin with Simon Gledhill, and ending on Greensleeves, that traditional folk song played by Jelani Eddington at the Saunders residence. A real complete contrast of Wurlitzers there from three manuals and 19 ranks at Firsford, five manuals and 80 ranks at San Filippo's, and at the Saunders residence, we're lucky enough to have three manuals and 31 ranks of Wurlitzer. Completely contrasting sounds there, and some really beautiful, delicate playing there from all three artists. Although the next selection of music isn't really related to the royal wedding in any way, its title sort of does, and it's a selection of music from Vivian Ellis's 1947 musical, Bless the Bride. Bless the Bride features some of my favourite music of all time, including They Have Never Kissed Before and This Is My Lovely Day, and I absolutely adore this selection played by Horace Finch at the Empress Ballroom in Blackpool for several reasons. One, because it features off some of the more delicate sounds of the Empress Ballroom Wurlitzer, including a lovely saxophone solo in This Is My Lovely Day. But it also for a comic effect for all of the wrong reasons, because there is one particular offending note halfway through, and I'm sure that you'll know the one that I'm on about.
Thank you.
Boris Finch there with Bless the Bride, broadcasting from the Empress Ballroom, Blackpool, in probably the mid-60s. I always think that the organ sounded absolutely wonderful on recordings, and it would have been so nice to hear the original Empress Ballroom organ, but luckily the Cannock Chase Organ Club have installed their own version of it, which sounds, I think, just as good. Well, we're now approaching the end of this week's show, and in a rather humorous way, I couldn't find a song that had Megan in the title that's played on a theatre organ anyway. But I could find one with Harry, and it's rather amusing because it's played by George Wright in one of his funny moods. George is one of those organists that does make me laugh inappropriately, and especially when he's seated at his Pasadena studio organ at the Leslie Factory in California. So here's George with The Trouble with Harry. George Wright there with The Trouble with Harry at the George Wright studio organ at the Leslie Factory in Pasadena. One more time indeed. Well, that's about all we've got time for on this week's show. I hope that you've enjoyed the selection related to the royal wedding. I didn't catch any of it on TV, but I've told that it's been a memorable occasion. Well, I hope that you'll be back with us next Thursday at 8 p.m. where John Leeming takes hold of the microphone with a selection of music all related to the Goon Show. So why not tune in then and find out more? So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.